From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day Today. I'm Noah Adams. Davenport, Iowa is today the very center of the political universe. Both President George Bush and Senator John Kerry are campaigning there. The events are only about an hour apart. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with John Kerry and joins us from Iowa. Pure happenstance, this gathering there?
Davenport is certainly, as you say, the political vortex this morning. Actually, the two candidates are less than a mile apart, and John Kerry joked that they could have a great discussion if George Bush would simply turn the corner, to play on the president's comment that the economy is turning a quarter.
Right.
What this really is, though, is a measure of how closely divided Iowa is. Al Gore won the state 4 years ago by just 4,000 votes, about 0.3%. And Scott County, where Davenport is located, is politically up for grabs. There are almost as many independent voters here as there are Democrats and Republicans combined.
Now, Scott, we've seen these overlaps before. I just wonder if they could be deliberate in some way, somebody planning that.
Well, both candidates are looking at the same electoral roadmap. They know where the contested states are. And, yes, we overlapped just last weekend when both President Bush and Senators Kerry were campaigning in Ohio and Pennsylvania. In fact, the two caravans nearly passed one another on I-70. They'll be together again in the next couple of days, or addressing the same audience in the next couple of days in Washington, D.C. John Kerry is scheduled to address a gathering of minority journalists tomorrow morning, and President Bush will speak to the same audience on Friday.
The crowds, the turnout for Mr. Bush versus Mr. Kerry, what can you tell about that?
Well, they're very different in scale today. President Bush is drawing about 10,000 people, and John Kerry only about 100. But that's not really a barometer of their popularity. It's more a measure of the style of events that are being held here today. John Kerry has certainly drawn crowds of 10,000 and up elsewhere as he's toured the Midwest. But this is a more of a policy event than a pep rally for Senator Kerry. The local newspaper, the Quad City Times, released a poll today showing the two men are essentially tied in the Davenport area, although Senator Kerry has an advantage on economic matters.
And what's going to be sort of the theme of the two appearances?
Well, the focus of Senator Kerry's get-together is the economy. The Kerry campaign is announcing today that some 200-plus corporate executives have endorsed Senator Kerry. The campaign is calling that an unprecedented level of business support for a Democratic challenger. I got a chance to hear from some of those business leaders this morning. They're concerned about the growing deficit of the federal government and also what they call the damage to brand USA abroad. The president of Oracle had just returned from a trip in Asia. And he says there's a lot of concern in the business community about the stature of the U.S. and how they see the stature of the U.S. being degraded abroad.
And what is next before? You mentioned that John Kerry was going on to Washington, D.C. for a conference there. But between now and then, what happens?
Well, that's right. In fact, the trip to Washington marks sort of a detour for the Kerry caravan, which is essentially retracing the path of westward expansion. It's as if the pioneers, before setting out from St. Louis, had to make a quick trip home to Washington. But before he goes to Washington, he's going to travel south along the river from Davenport to Hannibal, Missouri. Of course, Missouri is another pivotal swing state. And along the way, he'll be making stops in all the small towns. We did the same thing yesterday, traversing Wisconsin, southeastern Wisconsin. And it's really interesting to see the crowds that gather in these very small towns as the bus caravan pulls through.
Thank you, Scott. NPR's Scott Horsley in Davenport, Iowa.
My pleasure.